The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Fight for freedom.
Are we hot here?
And the soul of the USA. Right here, right now, it's Independence Day.
Respond. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is a Monday, and I am attempting to Skype in, but my Skype's not working. But I'm on the telephone, but I've got my partner there. How you doing, Ron?
I don't put political wannabes.
He's not connected. Can we connect him? He's not online. Okay. Is there a reason why he's not online? Okay. Well, can you fix it? I love working without a safety net. At any rate, we'll get this mess straightened around here in a couple of minutes. I've got an engineer on the way to the house to try to fix this little dilly-bob here. I'm glad I'm not someplace that's like halfway around the planet. I actually have somebody that can get over here. At any rate, we'll get this thing on the road here. I have some announcements today. Some good stuff's going on with the network. Very glad that you're here with us today, and you'll be able to hear all that stuff, and I even hear the bumper music. Oh, goody. At any rate, we'll get Donna. Okay. All right, we'll get him to. All right, folks, we'll break. We'll be back here in a couple minutes, and we'll restart this whole stupid thing. It's a Monday. All right, we'll be right back.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're both on the telephone today. Your computer crashed in your location. This thing says that my microphone, but my headphones don't work. So we're having a hell of a time. But at any rate, we'll fluff through it. There's no guarantees in live radio.
Well, you know, apparently I must have bought foreign instead of American on this computer, John. I think that's why it's crashing.
Well, let me see. Is there any computers that are even made in the United States anymore?
I don't think so.
I know Dell, they had an operation, I think, in Tennessee. They shut that one down, and I think all computers now are made overseas.
Yeah, well, that's why mine crashed.
It's a conspiracy. At any rate, we're going to continue to nothing, right?
Yes.
You're shaking your head yes to my nothing, or?
Yes, oh. Nothing, yes.
At any rate, hey, I'm home today. Obviously, I sound a little bit different. I'm not behind a microphone. Sitting at the house with a blown-out hip flexor. That took the place of the headache today. I hate Mondays. Everything that can go wrong, it's kind of like things are saved up from the prior week. If it doesn't hit you on Friday, it just kind of like sits around and mastitizes, and then it hits you on Monday. Let me try my headset. Okay. Am I here? Am I here? Say something.
I can hear you.
Oh, I can hear you as well.
Okay, Manny, you got me because I'm shutting the phone off. Oh, there we are. Okay. That's better. All righty. We're back on track. At least I got a half a head. Thank you, Chris, as he toddles off back to the network. All right. Well, this is a little different.
Well, I'm curious, John. How did you blow your hip, whatever that is, out?
Well,
doing anything you shouldn't have been doing?
Well, I tried to blame it on my wife, and she says it's not my fault. So, yeah, I aggravated. I mean, it's been bothering me for a while. I went to throw a leg over a motorcycle, and I hit my right leg on the rear turn signal, and that caused immediate pain, and I hopped back off and did a two-step on the left leg, and it just blew the rest of it out. Yeah. It's one of these things that when you say hip flexor, people don't know what you're talking about. Professional athletes, soccer players, football players, baseball players, they know what a hip flexor is. It's that little thing down in the small area of the inside of your crotch.
Yeah.
If you've ever felt something that pulled or popped or that's the one. And that thing, there's like three muscles that wrap all the way around to the front of that, to your the base of your spine. And obviously, I've been reading up on it. And the only damn thing you can do for it is put some ice on it and rest it, and that's it. So that's what I'm doing today.
I think if they neuter you, you won't feel anything afterwards.
Yeah, well, we'll not go there. At any rate, some good news. Republic Broadcasting, we're coming up on our fifth anniversary next month. I think it's June 18th. And I'll tell you what, Ron, we've been waiting quite some time to start making the moves that we're making here with the network. We just inked a deal for an AM station in Austin, Texas. That should be coming up online in about 10 days. And all the people here in Central Texas are going to have the ability to hear us on 1440 AM. But we're not going to stop there. San Antonio is next up, and then Dallas is up after that. Three stations in Colorado, hopefully one in Indy, and we're going to keep rocking and rolling. And people don't understand networks and radio stations and how all those things are put together. A station, a network may claim that, well, we have 150 affiliates. Okay, what do you have on there? Do you have an hour a week? Do you have a five-day-a-week show? Do you have 1 hour a day, 5 days a week? Do you have 2 hours? Well, the thing that we're setting up here, the radio stations, and I'm not interested in placing an hour here and an hour there. I'm interested in the entire lineup. And that's Sunday through Monday, however you want to mark your days, 24/7, nothing but Republic Broadcasting Network.
Wow.
So that is extremely exciting. We've got a lot on our radar scope right now. It is starting to happen. And I didn't want to talk a whole lot about it until we got it in the groove and on the move, but it is there. It is moving in the direction that I've been hoping and wanting, and to make a difference. You know, because I don't cover all subjects. You and I don't cover all the subjects. We have 32 different talk show hosts that are specialized in a lot of different areas, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be dynamic. We're going to put the finishing touches on Elected Representative Network this week, and that's going to ride in on the coattails of the exposure of Republic Broadcasting Network. So we've got a full plate, and we're going to be dishing the stuff out there to the stupid, the inane, the dumb, the ignorant, and we're the right people at the right time. There's basketfuls of questions out there. Nobody knows why anything went the way it went. So we're going to get in their ear, get in their face with detailed, exhaustive explanation as to what has happened. But more importantly, Oh, Ron, more importantly, the way to fix it. I'm tired of the complaints. I'm tired of the, you know, the sad stories and the meltdowns and the fall-offs and the blow-ups and all that. I'm tired of all that. I've been talking about the damage that these global elite idiots have done for a long, long time with our compliant supposed elected representatives in this country, a lot of it coming from the federal end, but a lot of it coming from the states as well. And the problem so far is people have not had anything to rally around. They've not had trusted sources of information. There's been no focal point. There's been no rallying point. Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to rally the troops, and we're going to do it nationwide. And I'm not going to stop with 10 or 12 stations. We need 20, 30, 50, 100 stations out there. We're going to do this thing because there is a need, and I am not going to take no for an answer.
Well, you're the man to do it, I'll say that. I mean, you put your mind in gear, and I see you push, and you get things done. So my hat's off to you, John.
Well, and it's tough because Patriots, it's kind of strange because, well, you know, we all want the same thing, but we seem to work in so many different directions, it's a wonder anything gets done.
Well, I think I shouldn't probably say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Most Americans, their direction is towards the beer, the sports, and the pizza. So if you could capture them at that point, I think you got them. Did I lose you, John? Okay, yeah. I guess we lost John there for a moment, but one of the things that I noticed that's happening in Texas, since John is from Texas, is that the school board voted in to change the curriculum in the schools, and part of it is they're going to start teaching that the United States is an actual republic, and that's kind of new to the system, although they have gotten a lot of feedback from the teachers that believe that that's a political issue and shouldn't be addressed in school. Obviously, it's not a political issue. It's part of how this country was created. So your thoughts on that would probably be very important if you want to call in on that. Some of the other things that are probably in the news is that we have our state, California, the police had gone in after a census individual taking census information had approached a door, was told basically to leave by the household, the woman in charge. They apparently did not leave. She pulled the shotgun out and threatened them to leave, get off her property. Well, the police came back in and were notified about it, came in, and then she wouldn't put down her shotgun in her own house, and they opened fire on her and killed her. Well, her right to privacy basically was right at that point. Did she, in fact, have a right to privacy? Definitely, she did have a right to privacy. However, under the 14th Amendment, it's a different privacy we're talking about. It's statutory. And what's happened in this country is that the courts have taken away the absolute unalienable rights of the individual, the right to privacy where no one could trespass upon their property. They tell you, when you tell someone to get off your property, that's your right to tell them to get off your property, whether it's police or not. And if there's no crime been committed, they basically have to leave the property. But under the 14th Amendment, which this woman was presumed to be a 14th Amendment citizen, they have kind of a lot of latitude in interpretation of what the right of privacy is. The right of privacy to be left alone isn't a right under the 14th Amendment, because under that amendment, the state takes control of that right, and if it wants to push, it can. Well, we're going to break. Hopefully, John will be back at the end of the break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down, all in bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thank God for the renegades and the lives they lead. Far ahead of their time, without the renegades, Lord knows where.
Good afternoon, people. This is Ron McDonald, temporarily hosting the National Intel Report on this Monday. May 24th. John is temporarily having technical difficulties. He should be back any moment now. So I'd like to present some of the issues that are out there today. But I want to give the call-in number in case you're interested in bringing a comment forward or asking a question. And that's 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And today, at least today that I saw it in the press, is that the House votes to expand the National DNA Arrest Database. What that basis is that you can be arrested here in America, within the states, and It could be a false arrest. You may not have done the crime, but the state now has the right, or they will have the right. They'll be funded by the federal government to take DNA samples of you. It could be either by using a needle to draw blood or by a swab in a cheek of your mouth. Well, what do you think they're up to as far as that? Do you think that it's a legitimate use of government power to take your personal property, your DNA, whether you're guilty or not guilty, and put it into a national database for possible what results in the future? I think that I think they're trying to track all human beings personally. That's my personal opinion, and there's a reason to track human beings, and it goes back to human beings are debtors here in America. The money system is a imaginary system. It's built on nothing supporting it. Therefore, you have to control those people in use of that money system, and that happens to be you and me. So we have right now, when it's passed, actually it was passed in the Congress, and the only reason they can do this is you have to look at it in the respect of what jurisdiction do you fall in. Basically, you fall into that 14th Amendment. I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that disagree. There are a lot of people that disagree that they're 14th Amendment citizens. However, it's the law that you're presumed to be a 14th Amendment citizen when you walk into court, unless you're an expert in the legal area to rebut that presumption. You're going to go down as a 14th Amendment citizen. And there's one other additional issue with that passage of that law. If you refuse to give your blood or have a swab taken of your DNA, that's an additional federal crime that's attached to you, even though you may be innocent and you were falsely arrested. So that's in the news today. Let's see what else we have.
Hello, Ron.
Oh, terrific. Hey, John. I'm so pleased to have you back on the line, John.
Yeah. Boy, this is weird. This is like an exercise in Alice in Wonderland. How does it sound? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. I was just talking about the DNA. I don't know if you saw that news story on now it's a federal law that and they're passing it through the states by giving the states money to fund it. You know, I think something like $23 million or something like that. That they can forcibly take your DNA if you're arrested, even though you're not guilty.
Is this the one by a vote of 357 to 32?
You got it.
They approved the legislation and will pay state governments to require DNA samples. And I'm reading right off of the screen right now, which could mean drawing blood with a needle from adults arrested for certain serious crimes. And they said that they'd hand out $75 million to the states. Yeah.
Beautifully done, isn't it?
Well, and you know what? These people have not figured out that America is waking up, and they're tired, sick and tired of this command and control stuff. They're moving, Ron, they're moving light speed here. They've got their lightsabers, and they're hacking and whacking, and they're moving along like there's no resistance going on at all. And
yeah.
And I don't know who's manning the phones in Washington. I don't know if the people themselves are, I don't know, is their office help telling them what the people are telling them that are calling and faxing and emailing them? I don't know.
Well, you know, the story kind of gives you the flavor that we're looked upon, that the citizens looked upon as beef or cattle, that they're just to be herded in and to whatever their whims are, they get to try it out on us. We don't have a choice in the matter. And, you know, I think further it said that if you refuse that, it's a federal crime that'll be added on that you've broken. So, I mean, what type of fairness is that? What type of law is that when you're coerced into doing it? And if you don't, you broke another law.
Well, and can we go back to who's really running the government? It's the administrative arm.
Absolutely.
Of our government. 800-313-9443 will take your calls as well today. Folks, give us a helping hand here. We'd love to hear from you. That is if we can hear you. At any rate, we'll take a break. Ron McDonald, John Stadtmiller, National Intel Report on this Monday, and I don't even know the freaking date. It might be the 24th. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Ron, did you hear that? Did it sound like that bumper coming back in slowed down like an old LP on a turntable?
Well.
This is, I just love Mondays. Tell you what, we got a ton of callers that are calling in. Was there something that you wanted to finish, a thought?
Well, I just lightly touched on what's happening in Texas in the school system. And, you know, they're trying to reintroduce basically to the curriculum, Judeo-Christian influence by the nation's founding fathers, trying to bring that in. The church and the state, the separation of the church and the state, and, you know, things that, and that the United States was based on a republic. And many of the teachers are shouting that this is political and it should not be in the curriculum. And I'm
what,
seeing
our history is, wait a minute, our history is political?
Yes. Well, I'm seeing socialism come in on their attitudes.
Well, or the disinclusion, I just invented a new word. They disinclude real history. So is not socialism, and is that not a political ideology? I think that it is. But if we're talking about school books and history, what the hell does that have to do with politics?
Yeah, it doesn't. And, you know, my bent on that is the political rights are inherent in the people. That's in your Constitution. It's in the Texas It's in every constitution out there. So that's what the people should be learning about in their school, is their political power to start with. We're not taught that. And that's why we're in the mess we're in today. We think that because we delegate our inherent abilities, our power, to our representatives, that it stops there and we no longer have a say, or we no longer have push in this matter. But the truth is the true power will remain and will always be in the people. And it's up to them to start pushing their representatives around.
Well, and look, I mean, all things being equal, and a sunny Sunday here, we didn't elect people to go to Washington, D.C. or go into our own state legislatures to start ignoring the law of the land and the Constitution, which I know it's not perfect. I don't want to get into a long, drawn-out diatribe about that. But we have witnessed, I mean, what's our laundry list here? You know, Fed Reserve, IRS, Administrative Procedures Act. You know, I mean, on and on and on it goes. We didn't elect these people to go in there and refashion without constitutionally doing it. I didn't see constitutional amendments coming in to change our system of government, to have it run by an executive and administrative procedures. That none of that is constitutional.
Right. So, you hit the bottom line. Where's the authorization? Where is it in the delegated power by the people that authorizes your representatives to move outside that limit of their power? And that's what they've been doing.
Well, that's exactly what they've been doing. And when I speak against it, they look at me and, well, you're crazy, or you're anti-government. No. Wait a minute. What song are you singing here? I'm looking at my Constitution. I'm looking at you. And I'm going, what you're doing is insane. It's illegal. It's immoral. It's unethical. It's unconstitutional. Stop it. Just stop it. But when we push back, Ron, we're called names, like I'm some kind of errant little preschooler that I, you know, am acting out of turn, or I'm acting crazy. I mean, I feel like a stranger in a strange land. I feel like I'm the Heinlein book. I might as well have come down from Mars, landed on this planet, because I'm looking at our rule book and I'm looking at what these clowns are doing, and I don't recognize it. They've broken the back of the country. They're telling me I'm some kind of wingnut because they keep talking about the Constitution and God-given rights. You know, and boy, every 10 years we redo the school books down here in Texas, and thank God some true conservative people came in that thought that it might be a good idea to once again teach our children and the public fool system history. And these people are screaming, it's political, it's political. Well, what the hell? Have they all gone crazy?
You wonder what constitution they had read, you know, with that type of bent. But, you know, since the 1940s, John, our educators have taught the children basically to accept the limitations of liberty, to gradually accept losing rights. Now it's an everyday thing, like it's okay to do it. When you watch television, you watch these police series, you know, where they're arresting someone. There's so many violations of private rights and personal rights. It's incredible, but we've brainwashed the American public to think that that's the rule of law. It is not. Due process is the rule of law, and it must be done in accordance with the fundamental principles in that original Constitution that we grant our delegated powers to those representatives, and it's not.
You know what's running through my head right now that you're talking about that? Bad boys, what you're going to do? What are you going to do when we get pissed off and we come for you? Because you don't have a legal leg to stand on. You may think that you do. You may think that you're authorized, but you're not. And I'm here to tell you, it's a new day in America. It's time to take this thing back. I'll tell you what, I don't want to leave these callers holding because hard enough to track them on this thing. Let's start rolling some calls, and we'll get into all sorts of things today, I am sure. First up, Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
It is often said on your programs that the state legislators have no real power to do anything unless they can get the cooperation of the leadership of the state legislature. Now, that isn't true. There are a lot of things they could do if they had any courage. And I'll give you an example, which I guarantee you 99% of legislatures will just scream and say, "Well, no, I can't do that." They won't have any explanation as to why. Consider this. We, the undersigned members of the Texas State Legislature, hereby petition each and every defendant in Texas to read this petition into the court record. The Texas State Code was never enacted by the legislature. The legislature never chartered the Texas State Bar. No Texas attorney has a license from the state of Texas.
Okay, hold on.
One more sentence.
Richard, I'm trying to track you here. We went from state legislature to lawyers. How did we make that leap?
I just wrote it down. This is a petition. This is not a bill.
Okay.
This is not something to be voted on.
Okay.
Texas has no power to force changes in the rules of court or the code, period. Then a list of all the legislators who approve this, and a notary seal. And if you can get 20% of the legislators in Texas to sign this and publish it, like put it in the legal notices of a newspaper where people can read it and copy it. Imagine the effect that will have in the Texas state courts. Suddenly there will be a bright light of knowledge in everybody who's in that courtroom, except the lawyers, because they understood it all along.
I bet they did.
Yeah, but it will be a bright light of knowledge to all the audience and all the jurors. Suddenly they will understand what that word code means and what rules are.
I do have comments, Richard. One is that in order to describe something or define it, you have to be precise with your facts. We don't have courts anymore. The ones that appear to be courts are bankrupt courts that negotiate in Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah.
Non-backed currency.
Yeah.
With that, we have legality, not law.
Yeah.
So when you go into that court, you're in the wrong court to start with. You're in the poverty court. You're in the insolvency court. And when you go in there, they treat you like that. There's a presumption that you're insolvent, and you are one of the 14th Amendment citizens that cannot question the debt.
Yeah.
And that's where it is. And I agree with you as far as the codes. Even in California, they passed the codes here in the state in 1879 or 1872, and it says these codes, these laws, the political code, civil code, code of civil procedure, and penal code shall be passed as though they were passed on, and then they give 3 months previous on the date, with no substance in that law at all. I've won cases on that issue alone. And I presume they do it in every state, the same thing.
Look. So what you're saying, Ron, is that even if we, as Richard suggests here, we get 20% of the people to sign a petition and we give it to the state legislature and go...
No, you got it backwards, Bob.
Okay.
20% of the state legislators sign it. See, they don't have a vote. They simply sign the petition.
Have you ever heard anything like this before, Ron?
Well,
it's intriguing.
Yeah, I understand where he's coming from. Certainly, I do agree that one representative could cause an avalanche in the House. So
no, one can't.
Huh?
One could not, but 20% could.
On his charisma, our history is filled with people that just because of their speech, their nature, their character, they get a large following. And they make sense. When one uses common sense in their language, who can argue with it? Who can argue with common sense that everyone would normally agree with?
Yeah, but
and that's the type of person that makes changes.
There's a gimmick. The judge is not going to be willing to argue against a petition signed by 20% of the members of the legislature. They're not going to be willing to do that because this is only an argument, statement of facts, not it's not law, and it's not a bill. It's not a request for a vote on anything. It's just we, the legislators, know these facts, and we attest to them, and we sign, and it's notarized and published, information.
I would only say that the court itself, and that's the judge, takes an oath to uphold the law, and if the petition's inconsistent with the law, you have a problem. I like the idea. Don't get me wrong.
So do
I.
And Richard, do you have anything that you can send over to me that I can...
Well, I just told you the whole body of it.
Well, where did you get it from?
I just dreamed it up.
Okay. Well, All right, Richard, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Okay, we can dream stuff up. Ron, what you're saying here is how do you go in and argue a constitution in a court that is bound and determined and, well, by the system they set up, they can't see the Constitution.
Right.
So how do I go into a maritime or, you know, whatever court, contract court, maritime, call it what you will. It's anything but a common law. Okay, it's not a common pleas court or a common law court. I can't walk in there and go, you know what? I'm doing this legal thing here, and I know I'm right. I know it's constitutional. I got a judge sitting there going, well, wait a minute. You don't have proper standing because you're standing in the poop deck of the maritime court.
Yeah. There are ways, and there are common law maxims still used in every court of every state. So that is there, and those are your fundamental principles. And when you see the court bypass those fundamental principles, most attorneys will do nothing. They say, well, the court's corrupt or, you know, we got an unfair deal. But the truth is you have a right to move on that court as unconstitutionally applying the law in that matter. And what that is, it's the same as giving him a Title 42, Section 1983, a response saying you've just acted as a civilian under the rule of law, misinterpreting and misapplying it with intent. And that really does change a lot of decisions in that courtroom.
Well, and I'm going to tell you what, there is going to be some battles that are going to have to take place in court, and I'm not feeling real confident here that we can take and have proper standing in a court and get the desired results that we want. This is something, they've built the matrix, they've even said, you've heard them say things like, well, you can't come into court and represent yourself, you need an attorney. Well, okay, why do I need an attorney? And then people will trip themselves up on procedure, judge gets mad, throws case out. We need to bring in people that aren't necessarily, or even if they are a bar member, that they would risk losing that little permission card to go in there and truly fight for freedom and liberty. Because the way it's working out right now, it ain't working right now.
Right. You know, the biggest thing, and I've mentioned this before, and no one's yet to move on it, the fraudulent concealment aspect and the criminal conversion aspect, those are suits against the Federal Reserve as a private corporation. When they've come on our soil and they've duped you out of your wealth, don't you have a right to sue them in open court? See, that's what has to be heard for the American people. In order for all the facts to be exposed, the hidden lien, how income actually is defined based on that Federal Reserve note, on the use of that Federal Reserve note, not of obtaining the Federal Reserve note, but just on the mere use of it. But I've not seen anyone yet recognize that that's the real nature of the beast that has to be handled first. I don't think you can attack the Federal Reserve and say it's corrupt or that. You have to basically allege what the corruption is. It's fraud, fraudulent concealment. They never said there was a lien on every one of those notes. They never said they were foreign. They call them U.S. dollars. That's a misnomer, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not a U.S. dollars. That makes it appear that it's a domestic bill that we have a right to use. No,
All
we're
right.
using a foreign bill.
Okay,
that's fraud.
We've got callers. Let me roll these callers so they're not holding on forever, because they'll get mad at me and then drop, and then I get mad at them for dropping. Joshua in California. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just want to say that all your past callers are completely right with everything that they've said, and that have you heard of a man named Rodney Dale Clask?
Rodney, I'm sorry, I didn't get the last name.
Mr. Clask, Rod Clask.
No.
Well, basically, he's already been through all this, right? He actually has Eric Holder in default, who is the Attorney General for all the judges and so forth. And he's got the Supreme Court judge also in a corner, too, with the paperwork that he's got, all having to do with what all the last callers are talking about.
Okay, hold on. I'm up against the break. And, guys, I'm going to be calling you on the extension in there. We need to tweak this a little bit. At any rate, we'll take the break. Hold on, Josh, Norm, Joel, and others will get your calls as well. Everybody stay there. We'll be right back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Okay, Josh, you sound a little bit muffled. Try that one again for me, please.
How does that sound?
That's a little better. Go ahead.
Better?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to talk about get into the 11th Amendment a little bit. It says, I hold the inherent right of the 11th Amendment
which the 11th Amendment is, the judicial power shall not be construed to extend to any suit in law or equity commenced or prosecuted by a foreign state. This foreign state is misusing the name of this American citizen by placing it in all caps or misusing the last name or using the term person as a corporation. All complaints and suits against such corporations fall under the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act and the Department of State Office in Washington, D.C. D.C. now has to be notified pursuant to 22 CFR 93.1 to 93.2. A copy of the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act has to be filed with the complainant to the defendant chief executive officer of that corporation.
Okay, you're going to diatribe on me, and you got a crappy connection. Ron, can you take over on this one? Because I'm having a heck of a time hearing this guy.
Yeah, I'm also having a difficulty hearing him.
Okay.
But the 11th Amendment is the immunity that the states and the federal government have assumed that they have to now consent to the right for you to sue them. And it came from a case called Georgia versus something. I forget the rest of the case. But at that point, our servants said to us, the citizens, that we can do no wrong. You cannot sue us for stealing from your banks or doing anything illegal or unlawful, because now we have immunity from all suits unless we grant that to you. I don't know where you were going with that, Joshua. I think you were trying to apply that personally to your personal status as a 14th Amendment citizen.
They don't have immunity. The reason they don't have immunity is because they relinquished their immunity when they started dealing in Federal Reserve notes.
Are you on Skype, Joshua?
Yes.
Please, yes. Callers, I'm going to tell you what. Do not Skype into this. It is very, very hard to hear. We have toll-free numbers. If you've got a phone, use the toll-free number. Okay, Josh, thanks for your call. Next time, call in on a regular ground line if you would. We've got two people here on Skype, and when I add a third Skype person, it's muddy. You can't hear it. It drops in and out. It just sounds like crap. Go to a payphone, 800-313-9443. At any rate, let's go on here. Norm in New York. Hello, Norm.
John, thank you. It's a great day to talk to you. And we're glad to hear about your expansion into major networks. This is going to be more successful.
A lot of people are confused about that. We're a radio network. We produce programming. We have multiple hosts. The AM and FM radio world out there, that is the radio outlets, okay? So a lot of people are confused about that, but anyhow, I'm just picking fly crap out of the sugar bowl. Go ahead.
That's great. I have two short questions about Ron's book.
Okay. And we'll snag that, because I can actually even hear the bumper music. We'll snag that question. Hang on there, Norm. Joel in Wisconsin, you're up after him. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
With recent